With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. One of the world's largest private owners of timberlands is shutting down two mills in Columbia Falls later this year. The Weyerhaeuser Company announced the closure of its lumber mill and plywood mill today. Weyerhaeuser Resources team leader Tom Ray says the 230 employees at the mills were told this afternoon that 100 of them would lose their jobs. The mills will close in August or early September.
I mean, they're extremely disappointed. They've done a great job of working safely, being productive. But if you don't have the resource, we just can't continue to run those mills.
Ray says two new shifts are being created at the Weyerhaeuser Mills in Kalispell to employ some of the Columbia Falls workers. In a press release announcing the company's plan, Weyerhaeuser says the mill closures follow a decision earlier this year to move corporate positions to the company's Seattle headquarters. As a result, the company also plans to close its main office in Columbia Falls at the end of this year. Ray says the closures are a result of Montana's chronic log shortage.
Well, you think about Montana here, we've seen a lot of litigation that is really tied up the Forest Service over the last couple of decades. We certainly applaud the governor, the Montana federal delegation. They've been great partners in trying to solve the log issue. Unfortunately, they can't do it alone. We appreciate the challenges they've had in moving the issues forward in D.C., but it just has not changed what we've seen for log coming to market off the Forest Service, unfortunately.
Last November, Weyerhaeuser announced it would merge with the previous mill owner, Plum Creek. That $8 billion deal was approved by company shareholders this February. Weyerhaeuser will continue to operate three mills in Montana, a lumber mill and plywood mill in Kalispell, and a fiberboard mill in Columbia Falls. Authorities have charged two people in the assault of a woman who was beaten, strangled, and set on fire on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. DiMarzio Sanchez and Angelica Jo Whiteman appeared separately today in U.S. District Court in Billings before a magistrate judge on charges of assault with intent to commit murder. They did not enter pleas. The victim has been identified by family members as Roylin Rides Horse. A Western Montana couple has denied charges that they killed an 18-year-old man in February. KERRAM reports Stephen and Cassandra Cease pleaded not guilty today to deliberate homicide in the death of Richard Warner in Arlee. District Judge James Manley set bail at $100,000 each and scheduled a November trial. Warner's body was found on June 2nd. A former nurse has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a girl. The Billings Gazette reports that 47-year-old Todd Kinzel was sentenced yesterday to 5 years in prison, followed by a 15-year suspended sentence. Researchers say Montana could reduce its spending on jails and prisons if detention facilities and treatment programs were focused on those most likely to reoffend, while others could be supervised by an increased number of probation and parole officers. The Council of State Governments Justice Center also recommends that the state develop a standard assessment to help officials determine those most likely to reoffend and those who would require less supervision. I'm Cole Grant.